and she has gotten people calling in. But it's not serious. It's not serious like at some of the stations.
I'm sorry, the last thing, I didn't hear the last.
It's not serious like, for example, it's not as serious as, say, KPFK, where there were a lot of people missed, and certainly not as serious as at WBAI. It seems whatever happened, the list seems to be, I'm not getting returns from WPFW. I'm not getting a lot of envelopes returned. I mean,
okay.
I could count, but it's less than five.
Oh, that's great. Now, the other thing is, and of course you hear me repeat this again, we have those nine people who are running again, and the biggest concern they have is if they actually do not end up, we only have like nine seats to fill, if they don't end up in that top nine, it means that they would not be eligible to run, or to be on the board, I rather, for that 4-3 year term.
That's correct.
I'm saying it's a serious problem with them, and they are very concerned. And it's
no, I understand.
A lot of problems on our side.
But here the problem is the problem is pretty clear in terms of the bylaws. Quorum wasn't met. I went through that. I wrote and wrote and wrote on that, and finally got all of the people involved who took part in that. And so what you have it's the top nine people who are going to be in for 3 years and the bottom nine who will be in for 1 year.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my other thing is that what their argument is that the problem happened, it wasn't their, it had nothing to do with them.
Right. It had nothing to do with them.
And so they are being penalized for another problem.
Well, it has nothing to do with a person if they lose. I mean, basically, not enough people vote for a person who loses. Not enough people voted in the last election. It looks like enough people are voting in this election.
Mainly
yeah,
because
I'm
the private mailers went out.
Huh?
That's a result of the private mailers. They stir up a lot of excitement.
Well, what I'm saying is that the problem happened because there was these kinds of mistakes that we're discovering this time, and thank God we've discovered them in time, that happened last time that were not discovered, which caused us not to meet, had a lot to do with us not meeting quorum.
No, I understand that. There are reasons why things happen, and I appreciate that. I really do. But what we wanted, okay. My feeling is what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do, is prevent this stuff from happening again.
Yeah, that doesn't. The thing is that the election then was invalidated after the people had spent the whole year on the board, and that's what causes the problem.
No, the election was invalidated because it was not certified from the beginning. It was not certified. The person who was picked as local election supervisor was Angela, and she wrote that she did not certify the election.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying is
before people got on the board. Now at that point, it's up to the board to decide how to deal with that situation. They can deal with it any way they want politically, but it has nothing to do with the election.
Okay, none of the members who were on our board last year were ever notified in writing that they were not legit.
That should have been the responsibility of the National Election Supervisor and the National Election Executive Director.
It never happened.
Yeah.
It never happened. So that's their problem, because a lot of them would have exercised other options rather than sitting on a board for a whole year.
Yeah.
And all the work that they've done is now not really valid.
I know. I feel the same way about all the ballots that I sent out to New York. My work was not validated.
Yeah. So, you know, what recourse do they have?
Pardon?
What recourse do these people have?
They have no recourse.
They have no recourse at all.
Hmm.
That's tragic. Okay.
Right. Other people want to ask Leslie anything?
Bob again.
Okay, Bob.
Go before Bob. This is Sean.
Okay, let me let Sean go. This, he hasn't had a question yet.
Yeah, I just want to get my facts straight here about New York, because I'm reading different things and hearing different things. What is it a fact, Les, that the list that was originally used in New York was from 2005 to 2007, which would mean that all the people that recently joined us over the last few years have been discounted, and that many of those people on that list from 2005 to 2007 were, in fact, their memberships lapsed? Is that factually
exactly
accurate?
Correct. That's factually accurate.
Okay. So really, now, do you think this was just a sincere mistake, because other people are alleging that this is, factions, JUC and everything up to their old tricks, and that they intentionally gave this old list to keep these voters, these new voters, out of the mix?
All I know is what I put in the note. I know nothing more outside of that. I really know nothing outside of that. I know that people, I can tell you that it's not just me that wasted a lot of time. I believe that both the JUC and Steve sent letters to people who now, it turns out, were ineligible. They did that on their own dime. And
well, I was told that this list was intentionally given, knowing that it was inaccurate, and knowing that it counted out all the people from 2009.
Hey, Sean, if he doesn't know, then he doesn't know.
I don't know.
No, I'm just telling him what I know, and I want to hear what he has to say about that.
I don't know.
Okay, so there is at least the probability exists that people intentionally did this to screw with the election.
Yeah, I'm...
Well, all I'm asking is, does that probability exist?
Does the probability exist? I suppose it exists. I don't know. I have no information. What I do know is that there doesn't seem to have been clear procedures that were followed at WBAI. That's what I do know.
Okay, thanks, Les, because I'm reading all these rumors, and I'd like to get something to either substantiate them or... so that we could just answer things honestly, because that that's out there right now.
Yeah.
You know, that this was just more shenanigans on the part of the JUC.
I don't know.
Okay, thanks.
And everybody, especially anybody who came in on the call late, Grace sent to me, and I forwarded back to all of you, a note from Les that he sent this evening about things that WBII and cost of bulk mail versus first class mail and some other matters. So if you get a chance, glance at that.
Oh, no, I've read that. That's why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
When did you send that, Bill?
I sent it, I forwarded it to us after the meeting started. When Grace came on the call, she mentioned that she sent it to me and some of the other people. I guess whoever's on the PNB.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
And then I forwarded it to our list, the PAC elections list.
Oh, I haven't received it.
Okay. And then it looks like from the header, Les sent it at 7:41 p.m. 7:14 p.m.
Oh.
I don't know if that's Central Time or what. Okay. Other questions? Oh, Bob had something else. Or anybody else that hasn't spoken yet have a question for Les? Okay, Bob?
Okay, well, first,
Sounds like someone needs to mute their phone.
To the last round of comments, I just think it's really wrong for members to be making unfounded accusations against particular political groups, especially when, and then state them as a fact that I've been informed that this kind of shenanigans happened, when in fact the management of WBAI has been in the hands of people who are quite opposite of the Justice and Unity campaign for 5 months now, and as well as the staff that works in that department, so actually for many, many months. So that's just an outrageous thing to say.
Well, point of personal privilege, I was told the person that gave this list over is closely associated with JUC. Thank you.
Yeah, well, more rumor mongering. But in any case, management is really what the body that is responsible for all of this that happened with the list. But I want to just understand a little bit more. I want to understand more about the mailings that have been done. So, Les, can you just summarize what mailings of ballots went out on what dates and in what quantities and what further mailings are scheduled?
Okay, the WPFW mailings.
No, I'm sorry, I was just asking about BAI.
I'm sorry. My mind is turning into mush. The WBAI mailings went out I should have the chart in front of me. I think the mailings were supposed to go out
The official date was August 29th.
August 29th, okay. And they actually, the WBAI mailings actually went out September 3rd.
In their entirety. Entirely wrong list, but okay.
That was the wrong list. That was the list of which 8,878 people were sent ballots that they should not have been sent. So that was the first volley. That was the list. We had it. Chris Strelick deduped it. We went through it. We reduced it at one time. It was 27,000 people. We deduped it. We took what information we had, but the dates weren't in that list that I received. So there's nothing we could do about that. I just, had asked for the dates between July 16, 2008 and July 15, 2009. And I was told that was the list. So I took that list. That was mailed out. We then started advertising that and having the carts run. And about a week later, we started getting numbers of questions called in. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was sent the list. We have a problem that there's 1,300 names that should have been sent these lists. They were in PayPal, and it was separate from the MemSys list. It was not in there. And legally, we had to really send that list. At that point, I said, okay, let's extend the election. Let's close the election of October 15th. But all the letters that we're sending out since October 1st, put a stamp on them, and redo the envelope, saying that people could return them by October 30th. And so those were sent out. And then a few days ago, I got a call from Bertel saying there's something really fishy going on here because these lists don't match. And so we started exchanging the lists. And in the exchange of lists, we discovered that there was about a 50% turnover and that numbers of names had to be excluded and numbers of names had to be included. And then I thought, this is time to retire and to have somebody else take over. But as people pointed out to me, there are computers, there is Excel, and Chris told me he can take care of the problem in 10 minutes. I said, There is a solution. Without computers, I don't think we'd have this solution. There is a solution, and it's not going to take that long to remove the list, to make sure that we have it accurate, and to send these out. So at that point, I've now extended the election, and it's going to be, you know, it's totally outside the bylaws, but this whole thing is outside the bylaws at this point, to extend the election to November 15th.
Okay, and just a couple more questions, and then I have a motion. So when are these revised announcements on the air and on the website going to be made?
Hopefully tomorrow.
And Bill Carolyn on the secretary.
Is that going to
and if they're not made tomorrow, I'll find out why.
And is that
but hopefully
going to
tomorrow.
Include explanation of what happens to people who get more than one ballot sent to them through no fault of their own, and how they won't their vote won't be invalidated.
I haven't included that, and I will write it down. I will write it to Ethan tonight, and I think I can write up a short statement that should put that in. I think
all
that's
right.
a good
now,
idea.
One statement you wrote in your report was that members who requested the election mailing list be sent to a mailing house so that they could send out their own mailing to the membership will be given the
yes.
option of having the updated mailing list sent to a mailing house of their choice. Now, first of all, that's legally required, but my question is, how is Pacific going to make whole those who have spent money, which was totally wasted on more than 8,000 non-voters,
yeah.
and now will have to spend more money if they're to reach the additional 10,000 people that are now being
picked
out?
That's a good question. I can't answer that.
Okay. Well, I want to bring a motion at this time. In light
Caroline on the stack, please, first. Before
in
we
light
can.
Of the disaster that's
well,
elected.
Let me let Bob go ahead.
Wait,
go ahead.
No, let Carolyn be part of this debate. Bob can hold off on his motion. She is totally appropriate to be in on this debate before Bob makes a motion. Thank you.
It's Bob's turn.
Well, Bob still has the floor, I guess, so I'm going to let him go ahead and continue. And then you can speak, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so in light of all the problems that have come to light tonight and the real lack of clear information as to exactly what is going on with these lists and the most importantly, the lack of assuredness that this very, very expensive mailing that's about to be done of 10,000 new ballots is going to be the correct list this go-around, I want to offer this motion. Resolve that all work on the WBI election stop until the National Election Supervisor can gather records to clarify what is happening with the membership database, and then, based on his report, we urge the PNB to hold a joint public meeting with this committee to review the situation and propose next steps.
Okay. Carolyn, do you want to speak on that?
Second.
Or something else?
Well, that and something else, yes. I think that...
Well, let's just stick to this one motion first.
Asking that all work stop is a bit of overkill, to put it politely. I think Liz has addressed all the issues. He's working at them as best we can. And I would ask Bob, especially, to not make noises that are sound legalistic and blaming. The question, I want to correct some information that he did put out, which I think is relevant to this motion. The situation at BAI is such that we had an interim general manager. We had a membership database person who had been let go. We had a shifting of responsibilities. The business manager at that point was in charge of the list. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Les, is that you dealt with the business manager in the list. And so to say that management mm-hmm. is responsible for this, as if management created a bad list, I think that that's totally inappropriate and not acceptable, and I think it's politicizing what is a terrible situation, so I would ask that Bob not do that. We do have other problems, and we don't need to make political noises about it. Thank you.
Okay, so, all right, so you're speaking in opposition to the motion?
I'm speaking in opposition to the motion. Yes,
okay.
There's no need to stop everything dead. The matter is being addressed. The motion is perfect.
Okay, Bob, could you email the text of the motion to us so we'll I don't think I wrote
I
it all
do
down.
That,
yeah, Sean for the stack for
and,
the motion.
You know, and I'm open to changes in it so that it clarifies that, I mean, the main intent here is about the mailing of ballots really shouldn't go forward until there's clarity on what exactly is going on with the correct list.
We have a clarification.
Sean was on the stack, and I didn't hear what else somebody said.
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Sean, and then Grace.
Well, I'm going to speak against this motion because it appears that, in fact, the allegations that this bad list was put forth by the JUC, they created this problem. Now they just want to slow down and thwart this election. Therefore, we shouldn't do it. We have a very competent, national election supervisor to handle the problems. It seems that the problems are being dealt with as is. So I don't want to give the JUC a chance to remedy something when they created the problem. Thank you.
Okay, let's try to avoid accusations here.
No, these are allegations that are out there, Mr. Chair. And I asked the National Election Supervisor for his opinion. He gave it to me. And I think that these are, you know, unless proven otherwise, these allegations are, you know, valid. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Grace?
Yes. Although I agree that there should be people viewing the MEMSIS database and ensuring that the list that will be mailed out to the members of 10,000 or so members should be reviewed by a number of people so that the accuracy and correctness is there and transparent. However, it's out of order for the PNB to have any jurisdiction over the election. The first thing is, this WBAI election shows a failure of governance and a failure of management. In fact, the National Election Supervisor is the only person who isn't culpable for these mistakes. And anyway, the bylaws give no jurisdiction to the PNB over LSB elections, and the PNB should have no say over this. We will make sure that qualified people of a variety of different people who are respected and who are considered fair and honest will be allowed to view the accuracy of the database and to ask any questions and to check it before we do the mailing. However, the mailing will proceed as Les stated it, as long as that's his decision, because I have no part in Les's decision making. It's Les who's the final authority on this, not the PNB, not this committee.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
do people want to be on the stack?
Bob's motion is out of order.
Okay.
Jim,
who else?
Jim?
Are you asking for a ruling from the chair, Grace?
It doesn't matter if the chair rules. The chair has no jurisdiction over the election.
No. I'm just saying I just want to know, is Bob's motion out of order? That's all I want.
Period. Even if it passed this committee.
I agree with you. But
well, if you're asking about the chair of the committee, I guess I'll rule that we can recommend whatever we want to recommend. I think the committee can make recommendations, but that's all it is. So, and that from that point of view, then the motion would be in order. That's what I'm ruling as a recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I just want to be clear. You are ruling that it's in order because it's just a recommendation?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair, Bill, if I may.
Okay.
Second.
All right, so, okay, we have a motion to appeal the ruling of the chair. Did you want to speak about that, Carolyn?
I simply want to make a motion, yes, to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak on the motion to appeal the ruling of the chair?
Yeah, if it's out of order, it's out of order, and we shouldn't even be considering it, whether it's a recommendation or not. It is dilatory, and it is out of order. Thank you.
All right, Bob?
Okay. Yes, I do support the chair's ruling, and I think it can be clarified that this is in order with the prefatory words, resolved that the PNB Election Committee recommends to the PNB that it recommend that all work on the WBA election stop, et cetera, et cetera. That there have been many, many motions over many years passed by the PNB about the overall rubric of how the elections are done in a way that complies with the bylaws and with basic fairness. So there's nothing out of order of recommending that the National Election Supervisor take steps to ensure that. It's not directing a particular outcome. It's recommending it. And I think with those amendments, it's perfectly in order.
Call the orders of the day. Call
right,
the
well, order. I guess the chair gets final say.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
You're right. You're quite right, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I think Carolyn has a very valid point that the PNB doesn't really have any authority over this, and it's up to Les to make the final decisions. But I don't think there's a problem with the committee making whatever recommendations it feels are appropriate, and then the NAS can choose to abide with them or not. So, all right. Let's see, Anthony. Do you have the name of the people who are on the call? Could you call the roll?
Oh, okay.
And then we'll just ask if there's anybody else that joined the call that we don't know about.
Okay, just.
And Mr. Chair, an affirmative vote would be to support the chair. A negative vote would be not to support the chair. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Everybody clear on that? Okay.
Okay, just 1 second, please. 1, 2. Okay, and not in particularly alphabetical order, but on this vote, Sean Casey?
No.
Bonnie?
Yes.
Wendy? Wendy? Okay. Steve Brown?
Yes.
And Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Carolyn?
No.
Let's see. Bill? No, as chair, you don't vote.
Actually, the chair in committee title.
Oh, okay.
To break a vote.
To. Okay.
And also, this is his ruling. There's a definite conflict of interest here.
Is Tracy still on the call?
Yes, I am, and I will vote to support the chair.
Okay, and I don't know if Bill can the chair vote on a no, that can't be.
I don't think so.
Okay,
yeah, right.
And so I will vote to uphold the chair. So that's looks. Oh, wait a minute. When Steve passed.
No.
You vote no.
Right.
Okay. It looks.
Does that
one
tie? Because if it ties, it fails.
This is Wesley Bethune.
Oh, we got Wesley. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You didn't call Jim.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. I neglected to write two names. Okay, Jim.
Yes.
Yes, and Wesley.
Yes.
Okay, so we've seen 1,
Anthony,
2, 3.
Wendy's on the call.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. And so can you just explain what it is we're voting on, please?
Yeah, whether to uphold the ruling of the chair that Bob's motion is in order as a recommendation. So a yes vote upholds the chair, a no vote.
I'm looking at Bob's motion on the Internet, and I'd have to vote no.
So you're against upholding the chair?
Correct.
So 1, 2, 3.
Is the pass? There was a pass in there somewhere.
Steve Brown passed and then voted no.
Okay, thank
correct,
you.
Steve?
I want to make sure we got that.
Okay. Looks like 5 yes, 4 no. Let me count again.
I believe that's what I counted.
Wait a minute. yes, 4 no. So the ruling of the chair is upheld.
Okay. So we'll go back to the debate on Bob's motion. Bob, email it to us. I just got it, too. Hope everybody can look at that. Do you want to read it again, Bob, for anybody that's not on their computer right now?
Sure. And I'll read it as it's been amended by your ruling. Okay. Resolved that the PNB Elections Committee recommends to the PNB and the National Election Supervisor that that all work on the WBAI election stop until the National Election Supervisor can gather records to clarify what is happening with the membership database. And then, based on his report, we urge the PNB to hold a joint public meeting with this committee to review the situation and propose.
Okay. All right, anybody else on the stack want to speak about this motion?
Yeah, Sean.
Okay.
I
Sean,
just want to reemphasize that this is an illegal motion, that the PNB has no right whatsoever to be involved in the elections, and to sit down and confer with the PNB or the New York LSB is totally against the bylaws and does damage to the credibility of our elections, and I would suggest that you all vote against this for the sake of the elections having some credibility. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else want to speak?
Oh, Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I would just suggest that I think that a lot of people might have voted that the motion was in order, but then would now vote it down. I mean, to uphold the chair is one thing, and say that the motion can be considered, but it's still a motion that can now be voted down for all the same reasons. So I don't think that people's vote one way on the first motion should restrict their votes the other way on the other motion, on the same motion.
Okay. I agree. All right. Anybody else want to comment? Bob, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just wanted to suggest amending the motion to read that rather than that all work on the WBAI election stop, that that no further ballots be mailed in the WBAI election until the NES can gather records. That the rest of it would be the same, just to clarify that that's the work that is being referred to.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, but we are now amending motions that are already up for a vote and everything. I don't know if this is appropriate. I don't know also if a person that brings a motion can amend their own motion just because they don't like the circumstances of the debate.
No, I think it's okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Steve, yes, what? Steve.
I may have missed something, but I had thought that WBAI's ballots were complete with the mailing of the 1,350-some-odd names that took place a few days ago. Are there more ballots now that have been discovered after that? I may have just glazed over at that point.
Okay, well, Les, can you clarify?
Yeah, I've actually already ordered 10,444 more campaign booklets and envelopes, and the mailer is planning on mailing these out on probably Thursday.
You have 444 more?
10,000.
Excuse me?
10,000.
You have 10,000? You've lost me entirely.
You didn't hear the beginning of the meeting, Steve. I'm sorry. Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Well, just a second. Did you have anything else, Steve, that you were trying to say?
Can you clarify for Steve quickly?
Clarified because I didn't understand. After all the stuff that was mailed out, now you've done further arranging of the list, and you find that you now have to mail out 10,000 more.
That's correct.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this motion because what it does is, in fact, ask the national supervisor to do something essentially not only that he doesn't have to do, but which may be illegal, and that is to consult with other people rather than make the decision himself. I think that the question of getting ballots out it's in motion, and a motion now to stop the national supervisor from doing what is within his purview to do, I think is dreadfully wrong, and I would really urge the committee to vote this motion down rather than make a fool of the committee and perhaps the PNB and force the national supervisor into a legal situation. So I would urge voting against this.
Mr. Chair?
Excuse me, it's totally out of order.
Okay, yeah. Was that Steve?
Yeah, I can't let this go. As of a very few people less, I spoke with you, and there were only 1,350 names that had not been mailed. And
that's correct.
Finished, the dupes were changed. We are happy with the list. Where did this sudden 10,000 names come from? I apologize to the rest of the committee if they've heard this before, but I must hear this.
No. Part of it is in the long letter that I sent out this afternoon, part of it, and I can go into more detail on it. Bertolt Reimer went in, and what he found is that the MEMSIS, that there were several lists that they weren't combined, that the list that was sent me and that I sent out had 8,878 people who were no longer members. In other words, we just wasted about 10,000 ballots on people who were not members. The turnover at the station is about 50%, which shocked me. And because the wrong list was sent out, the list that was sent out was invalid. It basically means that we had something like a little over 5,000 people who received ballots who should deserve them. That is certainly not the membership of WBAI. In further investigation, what he found were all these receipts from people who had subscribed in the last year, 10,000 of them, as a matter of fact, and none of them had been sent to me.
Oh, my God.
Does that answer your question, Steve?
Only partly. Bob Lederer raised earlier a question about the fact that the private mailers, there are three in WBAI, now have to mail out 10,000 new packages in order to fulfill their initial responsibilities and according to the promise made by Pacifica. Not forgetting about the money part, if Pacifica is ready to mail those ballots very soon, that does not give any of the private mailers time to go back, if they want to, and reprint their packages. You need like a week or maybe two of lead time to print and arrange and make sure the printer has time and that the mailing house has time and that all this can get done. How is that going to be arranged?
Point of information?
Okay. Good, Carolyn.
Les, if in fact the mailing of the ballots is delayed in order to give the private mailers time to reprint and mail at the same time, will that allow enough lead time for your November date? I forget the November date you said that you were going to extend the BAI.
It's close. Mm-hmm. And I will work with people as quickly as possible on this.
Okay, thank you for that. So then the private mailer should contact you to arrange dates and so on.
Immediately, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Did that answer your question, Steve?
Partly. Can I know when this list is this list ready now? This new list of 10,000 names?
No. But it will be ready by tomorrow night.
By tomorrow night, can you mail it to the three mailing houses or two mailing houses that are involved?
And yes.
Hello?
Yes, I definitely.
Tell us whether they want to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, Bonnie DeStack.
Okay. Bonnie, go ahead.
I will vote in favor of the amendment to Bob's motion that he made because I believe that Les has already said that the election is going to be postponed, the close of the election, until November 15th. And I think with all the pressure of all of these discoveries that have been made and problems that have come up, that it would not be unwise to stop for a moment and take stock and let everybody think and come up with solutions and let Les have a moment to sort of, you know, conceptualize how to go about these things, and then get the word out to everyone so that everyone understands what's going on and then move forward in a more organized fashion. We've only just an hour ago, and it was only those of us who are on the election committee, received a report from Les on what's going on at WBAI. At the same time this is going on, you know, Les was up for I don't know how many hours yesterday attempting to do a KPFA count, and we have problems that, although they may not sound important next to the idea of 10,000 or 8,000 or whatever number of ballots it is that we have problems with at WBAI, they're very concerning to us, and they're very concerning to the hundreds of listeners that may or may not have been able to vote in the KPFA election, and the 600 or 700 that will probably have trouble having their ballots read. So after this is voted and decided, I'm going to have at least a suggestion, if not a motion, about the KPFA election, but my vote will be to actually stop mailing out all of these ballots at WBAI and take a moment and get organized before you do it.
Wendy's in the stack.
Okay, Wendy.
You know, this committee has been talking about this for years, what we were going to do for next time and what we were going to do for this time. And when we talked and talked and talked, and in reality, what's happening now is actually real work. It doesn't matter how much work this committee and the national board and everybody puts into making sure that this stuff is going to work right next time. We now actually have some forward movement in getting to the bottom of these problems. And as has been said, it's not up to the board, any of the boards, or even the GMs or anybody to, we don't have power over these elections. The National Election Supervisor does. And so I still urge a no vote on this motion. It sounds like our National Election Supervisor has it under his power to stop. We can offer advice to him, and it may be what Bonnie says. It may be the best advice to just, like, let's just stop for a minute and figure out what to do. But it sounds to me like Les and his team is kind of getting this under control, and so I don't think that it's a good idea for this board structure to be meddling in the election and saying you have to stop this right now. We don't have the actual legal power to stop it right now. We can advise the National Election Supervisor, but really, it sounds to me like they're getting the best handle on what's actually going on here themselves.
Bill?
Okay. Well, this is Bill. I want to put myself on the stack too. But who else just spoke up?
Yeah, this is Nia, and I'm just visiting.
Okay.
Can I go to the stack to ask a quick question? I just want to ask a quick question.
Well, go ahead and ask it now. It's okay.
Okay. I'd like to ask Les. When will the list be sent to the mailing house for the additional 1,800 or whatever it is, the 350 plus the 1,800 that was sent? When is that list going to be sent to the mailing house?
It'll be ready tomorrow night.
Okay. So no one else has gotten that list either?
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks,
okay.
Bill. Thank you so much.
All right. Sure. Okay. Well, the question I had, I guess this is sort of for Les. I guess I'm inclined to oppose the motion because it sounds like Les is saying that he's getting it taken care of. I just wanted to ask him if he feels that is the case, and I want to make sure you don't feel like you're getting pressured too much to rush through this. I know there's a lot of work to do, but do you feel like you have things under control now with the mailing lists and the ballots?
I don't like this stuff to go on and on. We have the list. And it's a matter of why I don't have the list finally is because I'm going to do a final debugging of them, and not just me, but there's a couple of other people who are going to look at this to make sure that we have the exact list. But I'm having the stuff printed up already, and the envelopes are being prepared. because the November 15th date, we want out there. So that's being done already. And, yeah, it's disturbing and depressing to have to go through this, but it's on its way, and, you know, the work will be done.
All right, thank you. And so because of that, I guess I'm opposed to the motion. I was I'm not opposed to the committee weighing in with a recommendation if we need to make one, but I don't think we need to make one in this case. Okay, Bob?
Okay, a few things. On the point about the private mailers, Les, several people at BAI said that they got mailers the last couple days from ACE. So how could that happen if they haven't been sent a new list yet? This is a second mailing. They did one back in September. How did they get those names?
Yeah, there was that second mailing of the 1300, right?
And they got the names, and not the other mailers, the people who sent the other.
I sent them to. I think I sent them to the people who sent me mailers, and I just did a reply and an attachment, but I'll look and see what I have in my computer.
Well,
Mr. Chair, I call the question due to the fact that it is now 7:27 Pacific Standard Time, 10:27 on the East Coast. Thank you.
Okay. There is no.
Did you finish the Bob?
No, I wasn't finished, and there's no calling the question in committee.
We have a standing rule.
Excuse me, you aren't on the stack or anything.
No, standing rule. I have a right to speak.
You can't interrupt people.
Okay, Sean, I'll get to you next. Go ahead, Bob.
My next concern is what Grace said, that if I heard her correctly, was something like, we will make sure that qualified people who are respected and considered fair and honest will be allowed to view the database, and this will happen before the mailing is sent. Now, that there can't be a process where management picks who are the so-called fair and honest people that are allowed to view the database. It has to be a transparent process. It has to be, you know, a participatory process where people from all points of view are open to participating and offering their suggestions and review. And, you know, there's such a deep set of problems that has led to disenfranchisement of voters, that this is a serious matter, not to mention the huge cost about to be incurred with the 10,000 new ballots being mailed out. So this is not something to be taken lightly, and contrary to the way Wendy characterized it, is not saying, as she said, quote, that you have to stop this right now. It is saying that the committee recommends that the board urge that the NES put a halt to forward motion with this very expensive mailing until this can be carefully considered by a variety of people who can really look at it from all the angles, because there have been so many screw-ups up till now. We have to make sure that there aren't any further screw-ups. So I really urge people to vote for the motion and allow this to go forward in a way that will not waste more money and lead to more disenfranchisement and more protests from voters who are righteously upset that they don't have the right to vote.
Point of information.
Yeah, do we not have a special standing rule that has been brought up repeatedly by the other side, that we have a 10:30, New York. I'm getting my Pacific Standard Times and my East Coast Standard Times confused here, but we have a standing rule that these are not supposed to go past 10 or 10:30. It is now 10:30 on the East Coast, and I'd like to call the question.
Okay, well, I think you are correct about the standing rule, unless everybody on the call is willing to extend it. And so I hope that we can go ahead and vote on this now. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, point of whatever protocol, I guess, or procedure.
Okay, Carolyn?
Yeah, I would ask, once again, to stop trying to apprise blame and assume that people are acting in bad faith. We're all trying to do the best we can, especially the national supervisor. So if we can just go ahead and allow people to do their jobs without wringing our hands over it, I think we'd all get along a lot better. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Can we go ahead and vote then?
Yeah, that's fine. Can I just say something about the 10:30? Because I've been on this committee many years, and there is another committee that has a standing rule about 10:30, but not this committee. There's a general three-hour limit that the PNB has set for all meetings, including committees, but we're at 2 hours, not three. So just to be, you know, I'm not opposed to going to a vote, but I'm just saying let's be accurate about what our rules are.
Okay, now, Mr. Midnight, I'm not sure.
Because, Bob, I've heard you bring this up before.
But we've talked about this motion quite a bit, I know, so I you know, hope we can
let's
go ahead and vote on
question.
It now.
Can you read the motion, please?
Yeah, Anthony, can you read it if you're acting secretary?
Well, there was the amendment.
As amended?
Yeah, we didn't vote on the amendment, though.
Right. We should vote on that.
Okay, right. Oh, can you read your amendment then, Bob? And
yes.
Or to it. Why don't you read the original motion and then read the amendment, so we'll know what we're...
Sure. Okay, so the original motion said... the original motion as kind of changed by the chair's ruling. One second, please. Let me pull this up. Okay. Resolve that the PNB Elections Committee recommends to the PNB and the National Election Supervisor that all work on the WBA election stop until the National Election Supervisor can gather records to clarify what is happening with the membership database, and then, based on his report, we urge the PNB to hold a joint public meeting with this committee to review the situation and propose next steps. And then the amendment would take out the words all work on the WPAI election stop and change it to that, I'm sorry, I didn't write this down before, but I'll try to do my best to reconstruct it, that all mailing of ballots in the WPAI election stop.
Okay. So the amendment is to change the where it says all work on the WBA election stop, change that to all mailing of ballots for the WBA election stop.
Right.
That's great. Okay. Is there any opposition? Anybody opposed to that amendment?
The second half of that sentence, please.
Oh, sure. That all mailing of ballots in the WBAI election stop until the NES can gather records to clarify what is happening with the membership database, and then based on his report, we urge the PNB to hold a joint public meeting with this committee to review the situation and propose next steps.
I object.
Okay, if you're by your email, yet Bob sent that
about
30 minutes ago.
I object. That is already happening. To stop us now would be ridiculous.
Okay, now right now we're just talking about the amendment.
Voting now.
I object to the amendment.
Okay.
That's a right, no.
Well,
just say no when they call
Anthony,
your name.
Yeah, Anthony, can you call the roll for the amendment? So if you're voting yes, you're voting in favor just of that amendment to change the wording.
Okay. Tracy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wesley.
Pass.
Wendy.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Sean?
No.
Bonnie?
Yes.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Carolyn?
No.
Anthony votes yes. One, two. Oh, back to Wesley.
Yes.
Okay. One, two, three. Okay, looks like eight yes, two no.
Okay, can we go ahead and vote on the amended motion now?
Okay. Tracy.
I think we can we read the whole thing as amended now, please?
Sure, I can do that.
Probably going to vote yes, but I think it's pretty good.
Resolve that the PNB Elections Committee recommends to the PNB and the National Election Supervisor that all mailing of ballots in the WBAI election stop until the NES can gather records to clarify what is happening with the membership database, and then, based on his report, we urge the PNB to hold a joint public meeting with this committee to review the situation and propose next steps.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, so now vote on the motion as amended, and I should know this by now, but does the chair vote in committee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you read the full motion?
Did you get Tracy's vote?
I haven't called the roll yet.
She voted no. Might as well count Tracy, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll call the roll if this everyone's agreeable.
Okay.
It's
what Bob just read.
Yeah, he just. Okay, Tracy.
If someone needed read again, I can read it again if necessary.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I thought I heard someone else.
Did you just call on me to vote?
Yes.
Hold on. Did anybody else need it read again?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay. Tracy.
Yes.
Wesley.
Yes, it shouldn't take 2 or 3 days.
Wendy.
No.
Tim Brown.
Yes.
Sean.
No.
Bonnie.
Yes.
Steve Brown.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Carolyn.
No.
Anthony votes no. Bill.
No.
Six yes, five no. Motion passes.
Okay.
Okay, so can I just point
it's
of information?
What we're doing, folks. I got news for you. Totally.
Sean, wait, I have asked for a point of information.
Okay, Wendy.
Okay, so I'm on the national board. This is a committee which is making a recommendation. As far as I can tell, it's non-binding on the election supervisor, but we have a meeting of the PNB this Sunday, so this will be forwarded to them, but in the meantime, the NES can do whatever he wants?
I think that's right.
However, he should take it under advisement, I guess.
But it's still a recommendation either way.
Yes. It's a recommendation from the committee.
Okay.
6-5 was the vote. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, it is after more than 2 hours, 9:38 Central Time. Any other burning issues, anyone?
I just want to thank Les for the amazing, horrible everything. Thank you very much for everything you're doing for us.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, may I say, this is Jim. I want to say just one quick thing.
Yeah, okay, Jim.
This election affects what happens to our listeners in terms of how they feel about us across the network. And it also, in a very indirect way, affects how people contribute to us. So... It's really important that we fix whatever the problems are so that we don't continue to let these elections put bad taste in our listeners' mouth.
Okay.
Hello?
Thank you.
Bill, it's Bonnie. Yeah. I also have something that I hopefully can say quickly.
Okay. Yeah, quick. Uh-huh.
Les, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Not in the case of making it a motion, but I really want to suggest something, having heard what you had to say tonight about the KPFA vote count on the phone. Since we do have this problem with the MEMSIS codes being used instead of barcodes, and some smaller problems with the staff list, and some things that you admit that you don't quite have the solution for yet, as far as couples who have the same MEMSIS code, and as far as the several hundred
that I have a solution for.
Volunteers that have to now get ballots that actually have codes on them so that they have an opportunity to be counted in this election, and that you have your engineers working to try to get the scanner to work so that we don't have to hand copy 600 or 700 listener ballots with 28 candidates on them, and a good chance that that's going to be very, very contentious and difficult. Yet, I think in the tiredness of the end of last night, you were going to count the listener ballots on Saturday I would hope that you would reconsider that, because there's no way for you to have people vote, the 200 people vote, and have them back by Saturday. And it does call into question the 30 or 40 people who come down to the vote counting, you know, clearing their weekends for something that doesn't sound like it can happen to me in 6 days.
I agree.
So I wonder if you would consider putting out a notice that it isn't going to be counted this coming weekend before everybody rearranges their schedules.
Yeah, I would consider that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay.
Bill, one.
All right, well, thank you, Les, for enduring through this whole process.
Bill, can I just have one last quick thing?
Okay, Bob.
I just wanted to remind... I'm sure Les knows, but remind everyone that the WBAI Pledge Drive goes on until November 7th, and it's very tough to get substantive information about anything on the air other than the premiums during that period. So that's a factor to consider as far as, you know, making the voters clear about what's going on. And the last thing is, I really hope this committee will look back at our work earlier this year when we spent months studying the viability of having a professional election firm or nonprofit come in and do the election. And that is, in fact, what we unanimously recommended. I'm really sorry that that wasn't followed by management.
Okay. Well, the next election committee meeting, the third Monday of November is the 16th. So just remind everyone, put that on your calendars. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Just a quick reminder, Carolyn, on the staff.
Carolyn, okay.
Yeah, correction here. The reason we didn't hire a committee was the cost, as I recall. It was an exorbitant cost that we could not have afforded. Just to correct Bob's interpretation of that.
That was never discussed in the committee. In fact, the costs were comparable.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, any objections? Thank you all.
Thank
you, Les. Thanks, John, for streaming
thank
us.
You,
and thank you, Grace, for joining us too.
Good night, all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.